we still have this problem of what DNA was doing for that approximately 2.5 billion years, the overwhelming majority of the history of life on Earth. Why didn't it evolve at all during that time? What's going on? There's a wonderful book called Rare Earth by Ward and Brownlee. And these guys talk about all the weird, quirky things that happened in the evolutionary history of Earth. I just picked on the fact that we, universal explainers, evolved seemingly fortuitously, seemingly once. But you can go back and realize that evolving from single-celled bacteria to a multicellular organism was weird and unusual and hasn't been able to be repeated in the laboratory setting. And then to go from the multicellular organism to something that's like a plant and then something that's like an animal, each of these things seems to have occurred for chance reasons that we don't understand.
I think there could be a combination of things going on. Your argument can be statistical rather than absolute. We may not be alone in the universe, but to become a universe explainers might be so rare that when you start multiplying that by interstellar distances, which are quite vast, and I think Fermi also had the unreasonable assumption that interstellar aliens would figure out how to get past the speed of light, when we have no hypothesis whatsoever as to how that might be possible. We have nothing even vaguely in the category of how to get past the speed of light. So if you're limited by the speed of light, and if the jump to universal explainers is rare, then we might just be too far apart, and it might just take a lot longer. The universe is very big, but it's also, at least as far as planets and stars are concerned, almost entirely empty. Given that, it's still quite reasonable to say that, yeah, humans and human-like explainers are quite rare. We're still early in their formation across the universe, and they're just spread out by such incredibly vast distances that we haven't encountered each other. And if we did encounter each other, I think we'd know. For example, by the time an alien spacecraft got here, their radio waves would have arrived long before, because there's a pretty long period in a civilization's history where it invents radio and starts broadcasting radio waves out before it invents interstellar travel and is sending rockets and civilizations around the universe.